Well, I said frying pan. That's what I
Okay.
call it myself.
Okay. Do you remember any other old words for that? What about if it had legs on it? You remember one that had legs?
I remember them, but I
don't remember
don't
a
think
name.
I remember
A name?
The
Okay.
name of them.
What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water come where you turn the water off? You know, the water comes.
Faucet.
And the thing that you turn it off with is that just say turn off the faucet, is what you say? Okay. What do you call it if it were, if that same thing should be on a barrel? You remember?
Barrel. I have seen them, but I don't know what they call them.
What about if it's out in the yard and water comes out of it? You turn it off out there. If the children maybe are playing or you're watering the lawn, you might say turn on the.
Well, some say call it spigot.
Okay. And if you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put in order for you to carry them out to the car?
Bag, paper bag.
Okay. And what do you call a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of something might come in? Like 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes. And it's made out of cloth, a big, thick cloth bag. Kind of loose woven. You know what they call that?
Well, I've heard wood toe bag and then a croaker sack or something like that.
They use both of those around here, you think?
More than might. I haven't seen much of the old type bags now. They usually use this heavy paper.
Right.
Stuff.
Right. Yeah. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold your mouth and blow on?
Harp.
Okay. And what about one that's made out of metal and you hold it between your teeth and do this way to play it?
That's a, I think they call it juice harp.
Okay.
I think.
And what about a homemade, you need to go to the door? I'll stop.
Part of the country.
I see.
Hear about where they call going towards those.
Uh-huh. You brought your peanuts?
Yes, ma'am. You want some of them?
Oh, I'd love some, but let's finish this.
Okay. All right. Get you some in a sack.
No, that would be nice. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? And they go up and down. One child sits here and one here, and they go up and down.
Let me see. I believe, what do you call it? No, springboard, you jump up and down.
Is a springboard, that one is fixed on both ends and they stand and jump in that. This is the one that they're homemade and they're, you know, on the school playgrounds, I think that's a purchased piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Two children, they go like that.
For the moment, I can't think what
you
call it.
You haven't played on one of them lately.
No. Can't think what you call them, but I know, but I can't think.
Okay, here are several. Which ones do these sound right? A cock horse, a cockley horse, a dandle, a hickey horse, ridey horse, seesaw, teeter, teeter board, teetering board, teeter totter, tilt board, any of those?
Let's see. See that? I don't know whether they call that seesaw or not.
Okay. I think that's used in some places, I'm sure.
Hmm.
Okay, what about a homemade merry-go-round? Goes round and round and round and you ride on.
Hmm.
Remember that one?
I remember merry-go-round.
Okay.
At least I call it merry-go-round.
Right.
But my
right.
merry-go-round that I thought that I loved to get on, it was this horses it
sure.
did to show they go
right.
up and down.
Yeah, that's right. The thing turns and they
yeah.
went up and down, didn't
yes.
it? What do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or scythes or razors with? A small thing that you used to, back when they had straight edge razors and sharpened knives on them. Remember that one?
I remember, but I don't remember. Can't call the name.
Some kind of a rock or a stone?
Wet rock, I believe.
Okay. And now I need to ask you a little bit about different kinds of